Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntyre. Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on a Tuesday morning. 62 degrees. A Wichita man has been sentenced in the stabbing death of his girlfriend after a judge denied his motion to withdraw an earlier guilty plea.
26-year-old Dylan Barber was sentenced Monday to life in prison with no chance of parole for 50 years for the June 2018 death of 22-year-old Mackenzie Payne of Emporia. Barber pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in February as part of a plea deal, but filed a motion in April to withdraw the plea. The judge on Monday denied that motion before sentencing Barber. Police say officers went to a Wichita apartment after Barber called to say he had harmed his girlfriend. Payne was pronounced dead at the scene after suffering several stab wounds. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will begin discussing next year's budget. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
This is the second year in a row where we've had a budget surplus instead of having to worry about reducing programs. Now we can expand programs.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A man with a gun robbed a Dollar Tree store in northeast Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says it happened Saturday night at 21st and Woodlawn.
Two store employees reported an unknown male suspect pointing a silver handgun at them while demanding money as well as their phones. Money was given to the suspect, who fled on foot to the west.
Suspect, described as a man in his 30s, was wearing a black shirt, gray sweatpants, and a ski mask.
In Puerto Rico yesterday, maybe the island's largest protests ever, residents are stepping up calls for their governor to resign amid a scandal over leaked messages.
The streets of San Juan swelling with frustrated protesters on Monday, all pledging to drive Governor Ricardo Rosselló out of office. Rosselló facing intense criticism for leaked text messages with misogynistic and homophobic language and mocking hurricane victims. Mentioned in those online chats, singer Ricky Martin, who was among the crowds today carrying a pride flag. The massive gathering follows a week of protests and outrage targeting the governor. He admits writing the messages but has refused to resign, though he did announce in a Facebook Live video he would not seek re-election. In San Juan, Puerto Rico, Brian Yenis, Fox News.
President Trump is ramping up immigration enforcement as a focal point in his 2020 campaign. Fox's Trace Gallagher has details.
Last week, the administration announced a regulation that would ban migrants who pass through another country en route to the U.S. from seeking asylum, and the Department of Homeland Security will go public with a plan to expedite deportation. So the measure would bypass immigration judges and say that anyone who cannot prove they've been in the U.S. continually for at least 2 years can be deported from anywhere in the country. A 2004 regulation limited those deportations to within 100 miles of the border. And this could affect a significant number of people. In fact, in the first 3 months of this year, 39% of illegal immigrants who came in contact with ICE had been in the U.S. for less than 2 years.
The ACLU and Democrat California Congresswoman Dianne Feinstein are threatening to fight the plan.
In England, a chihuahua, apparently no match for a gigantic seagull.
It happened in the town of Devon in southwest England. The dog just roaming around the yard while the man was hanging the laundry when suddenly the seagull swoops down and grabs Gizmo, the miniature chihuahua. The guy helplessly watching as the gull carries the tiny dog as far as he could see and beyond. The family is hoping Gizmo was dropped off somewhere alive and is taking to social media, hoping someone will find and return their beloved pet. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Hoping for the best.
Oh, I hope Gizmo's okay.
Gizmo, little Gizmo.
Oh, my gosh.
Attacked by a seagull.
Take
a look at the weather now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. You couldn't ask for better weather for this time in late July, with a quiet start to the day yet again. Sunshine and up to 82 for the high this afternoon. Clear and 60 tonight. High pressure moves on off to the east tomorrow. That will help us warm up, with a high 84 Wednesday, 86 Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, north wind at 6 miles per hour, 62 degrees. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I was laughing a little bit. I couldn't stifle it, Ted. It just that, you know, I got this picture of my late mother-in-law's chihuahuas, and he had several, and they all hated me.
Yeah, they did. They disliked you.
They did not like me, and I don't know what it was, but so I don't have a big warm spot in my heart for chihuahuas. Mm. However, you know, it's somebody's little dog,
and I'm sure Gizmo is a cutie.
Gizmo, seagulls.
Hopefully, he was able to wiggle away and
I'm hoping.
Survive.
Yeah, got another wildlife story to share with you this morning. Wasn't as bad as it looked. And good news for the goose that got caught in a car grill in Vermont. Ryan Harrington was delivering pizza Saturday when he says he saw a goose waddling across the road in Burlington, slammed on the brakes, but he heard a thud and was sure he had struck the bird. Says it wasn't until he got back to the pizza joint that he saw what happened. Well, the goose was stuck in the grill and still alive. Fire department came to extract the goose, and it was taken to a wildlife rehab facility.
Oh, my.
The refuge says the goose may have a broken pelvis, but they expect it to survive. Here again, the goose is not an animal that I have a lot of sympathy for. Being a person who uses the pathways and so on and so forth in Riverside and the Riverside area, goose droppings are everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A couple of geese showed up here 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and all of a sudden we are the goose capital of the Midwest. They're everywhere.
They are.
By the way, this has worked pretty well for me. I don't want to run over. I'm never going to run over a goose. No, I'm never going to harm one if I can help it. But in my estimate, what I do when I see geese just kind of taking their time rocking across the street, I drive my car right at them. Not fast, but enough to get up close to where they'll get out of the way.
They'll mosey.
They figure
it
out. But they're arrogant. I mean, they just think, I'm going to do this till somebody makes me, you know. So I'm not a big goose fan, okay? There you go. 2019's best and worst places.
The only goose you like is the kind that Ebenezer Scrooge has.
Yeah.
The fatted goose on Christmas morning.
On Christmas morning. Yeah,
Cratchit's house.
Mm. The 2019's best and worst places to raise a family. This comes from Wallet Hub, and many young families seeking to put down roots in places of opportunity. And this is what this is about. To determine the most family-friendly places in America, Wallet Hub compared more than 180 cities across 47 key metrics. The data sets ranges from housing affordability to school system quality to share of families with young kids.
All right.
So how do we do? Well, let's go for the worst cities, okay, for families. We'll go for the bottom four or five here. Coming up at 178 is Shreveport, Louisiana. 179, you've got Memphis.
Really?
Yeah. 180, you've got Cleveland. Number 181 is Newark, New Jersey. And the last and number 182 at the bottom of the list is Detroit, Michigan.
So most of those big cities.
Big cities, kind of.
Except for Shreveport. But
sort of in the Rust Belt a little bit, maybe. You know, some of them, a couple of them are definitely. Top five. Number five, Burlington, South Burlington, Vermont. Number four, Plano, Texas. Number three, Irvine, California. Number two is Fremont, California. And the number one best city for families in America, according to Wallet Hub, is Overland Park, Kansas.
Oh.
Overland Park scores at the top of this Wallet Hub. Are they headquarters? Wallet Hub headquarters in Overland Park or something? They're always in the top.
Yeah. All these metrics that they throw in, I think, just kind of settle in very well for OP.
So, you know, we think that this is a great place. Wichita's a great place to raise a family. We come in at number 155.
We're near the bottom.
Yeah, out of 100.
Well, that's a stupid list, then.
Yeah, I just throw it out there and see what you think about it. But yeah, it's a pretty dumb list, I guess.
That's my conclusion. That list is stupid.
Ted,
Ted just has a conclusion for it. Okay. All right, this is Tuesday, July 23rd, on this date in 1999.
I'd rather live here than South Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I've never been there, but I'm sure that we're better off here. On this date in 1999, Space Shuttle Columbia blasted off with the world's most powerful X-ray telescope and Eileen Collins, the first woman to command a U.S. space flight. What do you hear from Eileen Collins anymore? Anything? What happens to our former astronauts? We know that Steve Hawley from Salina, he's at KU, isn't he? Yeah, he's a professor at the University of Kansas. There's one we know about, but and the others, we see them from time to time. Of course, this week is the Apollo 11 landing on the moon. Okay, what else is going on this morning? How about that story we had a minute ago about the police officer who was in a car wreck and flipped the car apparently several times and was not seriously hurt? Thank you. I mean, that's good news. We don't want people getting hurt out there.
Yeah, but, could have been very dangerous.
Could have been a
apparently
lot worse.
Wearing a seatbelt.
Yep.
Gets away with non-critical injuries.
Non-critical injuries, yeah, in this case. And just a quick another wildlife note. I don't know, I'm going to get the wildlife on the brain today, but we did, as I pulled into the parking lot here at Entercom. Actually, Entercom is just part of a huge building.
We got a
great
big
parking lot.
Got a big campus here.
I mean, that parking lot is huge.
Big parking lot, and acreage around it.
At one time, it was the world headquarters for Pizza Hut.
Yes.
And I'm sure that the old parking lot at that time was pretty much full. And that all these office space in here was people in little cubicles.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds and hundreds of
them. You would think.
Them. But anyway, what I saw coming into the parking lot, a raccoon.
Oh.
I had not seen a raccoon.
I've never seen a coon.
Not here.
In this
campus.
But you
got
campus.
Some pretty good spots. We got a little lake over here. That's a raccoon place.
Now, what was the raccoon doing?
Just meandering.
Okay.
Didn't seem like he was on any mission to find food or anything.
Well, it's the middle of the night.
He's probably just coming home from the...
Wandering around, yeah.
Or a wild night out with the boys. I don't know. But
of course, there's a little creek that meanders through here all sorts of...
Oh, it's nice. It's like a garden spot, right? Unfortunately, I never use it. Did you ever get out there? Sometimes in the afternoon, you go out there and just walk
a little
bit?
Yeah, I go out and walk around the pond once in a while.
Good for you. I don't use the facilities. Okay. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. What do we got coming up? Editor Bill Roy's on the way. And he's going to talk about Wichita's future in space technology. We had a big meeting here yesterday, and Bill's going to tell us all about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.